Looking down 10 stories over Ground Zero, Marine Corporal Jonathan Rist said he hoped the new construction going on below would not remove every last shred of the buildings destroyed in the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001.
You know, they have all these great plans for, new designs and new buildings and reflecting pools and memorial this, memorial that. I think they should leave a little bit. They're tearing the last bit of it out right now. And I think they should leave a little bit because that means more than anything they could build. You know, I mean, it'll mean more to the generations to follow and plus the ones that gave up a lot for it.
Corporal Rist should know. He is one of the thousands of U.S. military personnel that have been injured in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Just 22 years old, he's been a Marine for 4 years. He spent 10 months in Iraq and then was deployed to Afghanistan, where a roadside bomb severed both his legs on August 30th last year. But today, he and his wife Tanya were just two tourists, taking in the sights of New York, not thinking about the long road to recovery that still lies ahead. The nonprofit organization Hospital Audiences, which provides hospital patients access to the arts, organized the 3-day escape for the wounded warriors, many of whom will spend between 9 months and 2 years at Walter Reed. Friday started out stormy, but as the 14 soldiers, Marines, and their families boarded a yacht for a sightseeing cruise around Lower Manhattan, the dark rain clouds parted, giving them a glorious view of the Statue of Liberty. It was a relaxed and happy atmosphere for the group, a chance to put aside the physical therapy, surgeries, and doctor appointments that have become a part of their daily routines. Army Specialist Will Cook, 20, lost a leg in Iraq, but was not thinking about his injuries on Friday.
The girl I like is here, so it's really fabulous.
Danielle Lyons, wife of Corporal Corey Lyons, 23, said she wished the weekend would never end and they did not have to return to Walter Reed Hospital.
Just a great opportunity for him to get away from all the physical therapy, from all the other stress and everything that he has to actually deal with.
It is also a good opportunity for the spouses and children to relax. Their hosts have organized a full weekend of diversions for them, including a Broadway show and a trip to the circus, before they return to Washington on Sunday. Margaret Beshear, VOA News, New York.